In school, I was always good at science, but never really passionate about it, or never saw myself staying in the area. And then in university, I studied psychology, and during the degree, I encountered neuroscience and began to learn about the brain and became fascinated by it, how it works and the mechanisms and systems and the intricacies of it. I'm Richard Roach, and I'm a lecturer in the Department of Psychology at Maynooth University in the area of cognitive neuroscience. It's often said that we've learned more about the brain in the last 50 years than we had discovered in the previous 2000. But in some ways, we're still at the tip of the iceberg in understanding how these systems work, how complex chains of connections are made between these billions of neurons that pass signals amongst each other. So the way basically this lump of jelly in our heads, this lump of tissue, can store and maintain a representation of an event for decades or lifetimes is one of the biggest questions in neuroscience, and it's been vexing people for several decades now. It seems to be the case that every experience that we encounter, everything that we have as humans, the visual, the auditory, the gustatory, all the different senses that go into making an event or a memory, are represented in different parts of the brain. And when we remember that event and bring it back to mind, what seems to happen is those areas become active again at the same time. So the network or the system in the brain that represented, for example, your last birthday will be active again when you remember it and you bring it back to mind by internally reliving it almost. One of the interesting phenomena to do with memory is that problem that memories are quite flexible and malleable. And one of the important factors for recall from memory seems to be context, to allow us to recall accurately the contents of events. So there's a strong suggestion that if you want to recall the maximum amount of information for a test, you should study for that test in the same room that you'll be tested in. Because if you're back in the same environment where you learned the material, there are various cues present, say visual cues, auditory cues, that will help you recall the rest of the information you're looking for. And they've discovered in recent decades that if you put someone back into the context in which they learned information, this effectively reactivates that memory trace. But while it's active, you can manipulate certain chemicals in the brain and allows it to become distorted or updated or in some cases wiped out completely. I think in the last 50 years we've seen a huge development of the technologies that allow us to study the brain. So a lot of what we've learned over the last few decades has really come about as a result of the development of techniques like functional MRI scanning and other imaging techniques and approaches to allow us to study the active functioning brain as it carries out processes. So we've learned a lot, but we still have a long way to go in understanding the complexities and the intricacies of how these 86 billion cells communicate to give rise to our sense of who we are, our sense of what we perceive, what we think, how we can plan, how we can remember, and all these complex functions that we take for granted and that happen so quickly it feels like they're instantaneous.